We're being joined now by Melcher Dallas volleyball coach Jessica Nolte doing a season recap of the Saints season. Jessica, good to talk to you again. I guess just, start to finish, how things, went for your girls this year.
We ended up with a 6-12. Our schedule was kind of stinky this year. We lost our home tournament. And we kind of picked up another tournament down at Clark. Hopefully we'll get to keep going to that. It just seemed like our schedule was very sparse this year. So, we didn't meet a lot of, extra competition. But 6-12, not exactly where we wanted to be. But there were, several games where we were just a few points, away from a win that we should have won. We should have won. But, you have those nights where you kind of go up and down and the wins just didn't go our direction. But overall, the season was, it was a learning experience for us all, and we have things to work on for next year.
Well, I would say one of the highlights began right away in the season. You didn't really know what were going to be or going to have. You go down to Mormon Trail and pick off a 3-2 win to get the season rolling.
That's the team that should have showed up every game. When we went and did that, I was like, I had no idea how our season would go. But when we went and played like that, we played lights out. Everybody was on all six cylinders. It was great. We served well, although Mormon Trail that night, they did not serve well. And I do think that hurt them a lot, but we played well. And I was super stoked after that. But like I said, then, we hit some lulls in between, and homecoming week is always one in there where it's just so hard to get them to focus. And then, towards the end of the season, week in September, the first of October, I just have told the girls, do you know when the state tournament is? And they're like, yeah, it's in November. I'm like, yeah, so if we ever want to get there, you're going to have to, we're going to have to put in some work, late in the season in order to get there. So we got to find a way to get those postseason blues and out of our way and keep playing hard like we should be all season long.
And while your schedule was sparse, you had a few teams, or you were going up against some bigger schools this year. How did you feel about that competition, knowing, Des Moines Lincoln, they're, a 3A, 4A school. Sheraton is a 3A, schools a lot bigger and have a lot bigger pool of girls to choose from.
Absolutely. When we went and played, that was another thing. We had played Mormon Trail, and then that tournament we picked up shortly after, and I saw who we were going to play, and I thought, we'll just go in with no expectations, and how the chips fall, we'll just go. And actually, we played very well that weekend, so I thought we did a lot of good things, and neither one of those teams killed us. It was not like they beat us 21-2 or 3. I can't remember the scores exactly, but nobody killed us, so I felt good about that. And then we actually beat Lamoni down there. So when we went to go play Lamoni, I thought we should be able to get this done because we beat them pretty well. We had to go 3 games with them, but I was hoping we would do the same thing. We went to Lamoni, but you get yourself on a bus and you travel, and you can make lots of excuses, but we just got to come to play. And when we're down, we got to find a way to get out of our heads and get back on the court and play ball.
Talking to Jessica Nolte, Melcher Dallas volleyball coach on KIA, you went through the season. You had, as you said, don't mean to harp on it, but you had a 12-day layoff, right kind of in the middle of the season. How did you treat that between games with almost 2 weeks of no matches played?
Yeah, that was tough. We tried, we practiced, and I did give them a day off, just hoping that would kind of revamp the situation. It's hard to practice every single day for that long. So, we did what we could, and we try to keep practices upbeat and, runs, different things each day. But, you got to do what you got to do. And, we just treated it like, you get in there and get your practices done and work hard and just wait for the games to come.
You were led by, some juniors this year. Statistically, Kesley Reed and Ashlyn Metz were your top two in kills. I'm sure you're glad to have those two coming back next year.
Yeah, yep. That'll be a good – we're losing Maddie and Sophie and Michaela, and we wish them all the best on their, their future endeavors. I know that I think Maddie and Michaela will go out for basketball, and we wish them well with that. But, yeah, we'll miss our seniors, but we have some good leadership coming back next year. And And actually, you know, Lottie did well too. Her stats were, you know, her stats were just right behind. I thought she's like kind of fourth best on the team. She had the highest, actually had the highest kill percentage. Like, she didn't get set a lot in the middle because you have to pass well. And then when it doesn't happen, then you go to the outside. But I mean, what she did, you know, she did okay with what she got. And so her serving, her hitting percentage was decent. So we've got Lottie coming back, and we've got Kenley Bennett coming back, and we've got Danny Enfield coming back. And Danny, you know, sometimes she's down on herself because she's short, so she thinks she can't hit. But this year in practice, she did pretty well. So I told her, you know, she was my libero this year, but I said, who knows what their future holds. Every year I tell them, you know, you don't have a set spot. You come back and you work hard for what you get. So we'll see what next year brings.
You mentioned a couple of times a freshman, Kaylee Adamite. I hope I'm pronouncing that right a few times.
That's correct.
You know, as a freshman, you don't really see that a lot. You know, a freshman, you know, contributing a lot, but she apparently was out there quite a bit for you this year.
She did. She was, you know, when you throw a freshman in there, they can melt or they can play up. And she had games where she played really well. And there was games where her and Danny were trading places often, but that can happen with, you know, juniors and seniors too. You know, you can get in your head or you can not have a good game. And, you know, somebody else comes to help you out to do your job. But Callie did a really nice job serving for us this year. She was very accurate with that. So that was very helpful. And then there were a couple times where we were missing people on the court. Kenley couldn't be there and Callie came in and she did well there too. So yeah, she did well as a freshman out on the court.
You mentioned your three seniors, Sophie Lamb, Maddie DeYoung, and Michaela Gentry. Obviously, you'll miss those, and very important as far as their leadership. But just having them as the veterans of the team really, I imagine, helped this year as well.
Yeah, for sure. They're always a pot, like Maddie's a little spitfire, you know, and she's always upbeat and everything. And Michaela's super positive. And Sophie helped us out with setting, and she's a great server. So yeah, we're definitely going to miss our seniors.
And for Maddie, the match I watched in person, I didn't realize she had developed a jump serve. Now, it wasn't perfect all the time, but boy, when she teed it up properly, that was a devastating serve.
Yeah, and for Maddie, like I said, there were a lot of times where she, you know, it was, you know, like, because it wasn't always accurate, but when she was on, it was on. Like, she definitely led in ace serves, because when it was coming across the net, it was wicked. So yeah, she practiced it a lot in practice, and I told her she couldn't use it unless she was a lot more accurate. And this year, she finally, she mastered it pretty good, and it definitely helped us out through the season.
As we're talking to Jessica Nolte, Melcher Dallas volleyball coach on KNIA, you mentioned at the top of our interview about, you know, got to put the work in during the off season. And, you know, almost all of these girls are going to be playing basketball or doing something in the winter, spring, summer, what have you. But there's still time to pick up a volleyball and work on a skill, you know, or whatever they need to do.
Yeah, I encourage them to try to find a club team. And I know most clubs, you know, they play on Sundays and Saturdays. I know there's a few basketball games, but, you know, we are far away from, you know, club teams. But if they really wanted to, they could. But, you know, we have open gyms and a few open gyms over the summertime. But that's hard, you know, because our girls are, you know, usually four season athletes. You know, they go out for volleyball, then it goes to basketball, then it goes to track, and then they're in softball. So it is hard to get time in the gym, and every coach wants them to put in time in their sport. So I'm not unrealistic, but I would like them to, you know, pick up a ball outside the season. So that is definitely something that would help us. And I want them to, you know, get out and maybe experience another coach other than me. Maybe they, you know, have something, you know, that they could tell them that, you know, would resonate with them that maybe, you know, I'm not getting to them. So I don't know. I would like to see them, you know, venture out and do that. But sometimes girls have a hard time getting out of their comfort zone.
Well, thanks a lot for the time this year, and look forward to next fall getting back in volleyball.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage. We always appreciate it.
That's Jessica Nolte, Melcher Dallas volleyball coach on KNIA. More after this on KNIA.